Well, it sure is Wednesday. We're up to 30 degrees already. Partly cloudy on this April 27th edition, and as promised, got to talk serious recycling. Serious recycling with Brianna Koval from Wilkin County Recycling. Good morning.
Good morning.
Serious recycling.
Serious recycling, which is what we've been doing all month.
All long. Month with a great
70 cent premium, 72 cents if you bring in over 100 pounds, which is a historic premium for us.
But tick-tock, Clarice.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, Sunday, May 1st, it's all done.
It is. The price will go down. So if you want to redeem your aluminum for that 70 cents or 72 cents, get your can or cans down to the recycling center either on Thursday, we're open from 10 until 6,
right,
or Saturday, we're open 8 until noon. Those are your last two chances for 70 cents.
So if people that don't know and they haven't listened to us before talk about this, they're going to go, well, why just in the month of April? What is this all about?
Well, it's Earth Day. It's Earth Month. It's also springtime. So you've been hoarding that stuff all winter long. So it's a great opportunity now that it's almost getting nice out to start cleaning that stuff out. And a lot of people have been hoarding it for years because the price has been so awful. But now is your time. This is it. This is it.
And
this week.
I love talking with you this year because in the past it was, well, you know, bring them in. Prices aren't the greatest. But this year.
Right.
This year you've been really excited. You've been really excited about it.
So, yes, get it in this week. Thursday and Saturday, those are your last chances. Price goes down next month.
Think about that. In the day and age we're living in right now, how many things can you say, hey, the price is great on this?
Right.
So this is really, you know, this is an anomaly. This is it's not happening. But
well, if
as far
you're
as
sitting
aluminum
on
goes,
a couple hundred pounds in your garage, I mean, bring it in. That's a couple tanks of gas.
Okay.
Think about it that way. This is real money. Real money that we're giving out.
Real money, and you'll get the check right there.
Absolutely. We put that check right out there for you after we weigh those cans out, and then you're on your way.
So how did you do yesterday?
We did 3,249 pounds.
Wow.
Right, which is pretty decent.
That's
for a
really
Tuesday.
Decent. Yeah.
Yeah. And technically speaking, we probably did more than that. I saw that the zoo came in. They come in 2 to 3 times a week, and we run report for them at the end of the week.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there was probably a couple hundred more pounds on there.
Wow.
That we just haven't accounted for yet. But yeah.
That is incredible. I love hearing that.
It's been crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's been so crazy that I have to watch our check register so closely to make sure that we don't overdraft our account, because normally we don't keep tons of money in there because it's been slow. But yesterday I had to make an emergency trip down to the bank to make sure that the account didn't go negative.
Well,
because that's embarrassing.
Yeah, but that's a good problem to have.
Right. Absolutely. You know. So we're paying really good money right now. 70
cents. For only two more days, though, tomorrow and Saturday.
Correct.
Right.
So get your can down there.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is it. Next month, the price will still be okay, but it's not going to be what it is this month.
Not going to be 70 cents or 72 cents if it's over 100 pounds. Okay.
Yep.
Plus, and we've talked about this too, there are different charities too. If that's the route you want to go, you can donate your check to charity.
Absolutely. We have an entire list of groups that we collect for. It's just on a big whiteboard when you come in. So if you decide that you don't want to take that check for $40, $50, $100, whatever it may be, you can donate that to a group that's on our list. Just let us know and we'll put it in the system for them. And we cut those checks once a quarter for those groups. And I'm sure they're going to be happy to open their mail
right
a couple months from now.
So let's switch gears just for a moment. How's the river look?
Still sitting at about 10 feet.
10 feet.
Yeah.
So we're fine.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's just going to sit there. Now, what happens this weekend as far as how much rain are we going to get? Where's that rain going to go? It could bump up a little bit, but we're not in the same situation that they are up north,
where
a couple inches of rain up north is going to be really not good. A couple inches of rain down here is just going to be more of an irritation because everything is still trying to dry out from all the other weird storms we've had. But is it really going to be super impactful on the river? Probably not.
Not here.
Yeah.
But other places I know are very worried about it.
Yes,
as they should be.
But we're probably going to get, you know, an inch and a half, somewhere in there, depending on where that storm tracks.
Right.
But that's over the course of 2 days. So it's going to be one of those just rainy, drizzly days where we end up with an inch of rain and
more April showers.
Exactly, because it'll still kind of be April.
kind of, sort of.
It's not going to be the severe weather that we saw last weekend, which is good. It's not going to be super windy. It's just going to be rainy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what we got to look forward to this weekend.
Right, a rainy weekend.
A rainy weekend. Another wet weekend. So find a whole lot of good things to do, and you'll be just fine.
Right. Finish your spring cleaning. Be a good weekend for that.
Be a good weekend for that, and if you find any aluminum, I'm telling you. But Saturday is the last day, absolutely. Tomorrow, and you're open from 10 until?
10 until 6 on Thursday.
Okay.
Saturday, 8 until noon. Mm-hmm. Those are your last two chances.
And you're out on 75 there in South Breck.
Yep. Take that 75 curve right there by Senex, pull through the Highway Department parking lot, and we will have the door open for you. You will probably see a line. So
you probably.
Yep. So get your patience with you.
All right.
When you're bringing those cans in for these last two times. So just be patient with us. We move as quickly as we can, and we want to give you that 70 cents a pound, so bring your stuff in.
I love it. It's been a great campaign.
Yes.
You know, great premiums and pretty good turnout.
Oh, absolutely. We are sitting somewhere between like 22,000 and 25,000 pounds already this month, which is good. I'm hoping that we will hit 30,000. I'm guessing we will.
I think you will.
Yep. That's... I think Thursday and Saturday are going to be busy days, so we will see what happens.
My big prediction. Yeah, I think you'll hit it.
I think so, too. You know, some years we're like, I don't know, maybe we can hit 20,000, maybe 15. This year, I think 30 is achievable.
Yeah, you'll be up and over.
Yep.
So we'll talk again on Friday.
Yes, we will.
Like we normally do. But I mean, you know, it's Earth Month. So we get you 3 days a week, which is awesome.
Right. Absolutely.
Brianna Colville, Wilkin County Recycling. We'll hear more from Brianna on Friday. We'll get tomorrow's tally. But again, get your cans to Wilkin County Recycling. It's 829, the voice of the valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
This is Kelly from Farm City Supply. Pacer transfer pumps, Hypro hydraulic pumps, Banjo fittings and valves are all in stock at Farm City Supply. Whether you're moving water, chemical, or fertilizer, we have the pumps, hose, and fittings to complete your project. 2-inch and 3-inch Pacer transfer pumps are in stock with a variety of engine choices, including